Thanks for listening to Everyday Relationships. You can visit us at everydayrelationships.com. Also, we'd love to know your thoughts on this program. You'll find a brief survey on Facebook at Everyday Relationships Radio or on Twitter at Focus Every Day. Welcome to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family with Dr. Greg Smalley and Susie Larson.
Welcome to today's show. We're thrilled that you've joined us. We are here every day to help you live out the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love others as you love yourself. You know, today, kind of really all week long, Aaron and I are in Australia. Focus on the Family has an Australian office, and so we are here in Brisbane, Australia. And so if you, hear delays or it just sounds different, just know that we are literally halfway around the world. But it's fun being able to still do the show. We had Aaron actually got to speak in Parliament yesterday here in Brisbane. She did a great job. I was in the middle of the radio program and they needed her to start, so she just jumped right up there. And Susie, you should have just heard her. She's telling stories. She had the whole place laughing. So they didn't even really want me there, I think, in the end.
But they had to have you because you go with her, right?
That's exactly right. You know, now today, you know, we've got an important topic. And let me say it this way. One of my very favorite quotes, okay, relationship quotes, says that chains do not hold a relationship together. It's the threads, the hundreds of tiny threads which people sew together through the years. In other words, really a successful relationship is made up of those little things that we do for each other, you know, saying thank you and unloading the dishwasher and texting I love you and folding laundry and complimenting and giving hugs. I mean, those are the kinds of little threads that people sew throughout the years. And I imagine this is, you know, why Luke, you know, one of God's disciples, Christ's disciples, wrote, "Whoever can be trusted with little can also be trusted with much." But Susie, here's the catch, all right? Those little things, okay, they can also cause a ton of frustration and irritation in a relationship as well. And we call these things pet peeves. And I like what the actress Whoopi Goldberg said about pet peeves. She says, "I don't have pet peeves. I have whole kennels of irritation." and that's really what we're going to be talking about. So, Susie, what about for you? What are some of the pet peeves that maybe you have in your relationships?
Well, these aren't really relationship ones, but I want to talk about them. So here you go. When you're at a stoplight, and I know I'm totally wrong about this pet peeve. I have no right to have this pet peeve, and it's all about me. But when someone in front of me is in the front of the line, and the green light goes, you know, and they stay, and it takes them forever to get going, what goes through my head is like, are you reinventing the wheel? I mean, do you have to take 5 minutes to get up to the speed limit? Irritates me to no end, and I'm embarrassed to say it. I have to repent about it all the time, but it bugs me. What can I say?
that's a good one. You know, I have plenty of pet peeves. And again, it doesn't have to be like, oh, just marriage or, you know, in certain relationships. I mean, I think we're just going to be talking about just all these little pet peeves, because I think there's more going on. And just it's just a simple pet peeve, and that's a part of what we're going to be talking about. And we are joined today by Erin, my wife Erin. So she's sitting next to me, all ready for the day here in Australia.
Yes, it's 7 a.m. here, and we're just getting up and going, and it's beautiful, and we're heading to our next location today, up in the mountains, apparently.
Toowoomba. I don't even know really where that is or what that is, but we're going to be having fun. Now, Susie, in preparation for this morning's show or this afternoon, whatever we're at, you know, literally it's the next day for us, so I'm all confused. But Aaron and I were laughing going, okay, we're going to be talking about pet peeves, but we need to make sure that we're going to share things about each other that won't totally get us into an argument.
Especially in Australia.
So, some here are some of mine. All right, some of mine, slow drivers. Okay, that's, I don't know what it is about people that don't go. If you're going to drive, at least go the speed limit. I'd prefer you go about 35 over the speed limit. But, I mean, if you're not going to do that, at least go the speed limit. So, I mean, slow drivers, that's one for me. How about people on an airplane when they sit down next to me and want to have this deep, in-depth conversation. I don't know what it is about that, but that just can drive me nuts. Is that bad? Do I sound really antisocial to anybody?
A tiny bit.
And do you sound antisocial, or
are you?
Or are you antisocial? You know, within our relationship with Aaron and I think one of the things that at least has become a pet peeve for me is the fact when I'm trying to have a conversation and Aaron will look down and look at her text and we'll do a quick, you know, answer her text real quick. That's become one of the ones in our relationship.
But isn't it, it's interesting that when that irritates, when that pushes you and is a pet peeve for you, you identifying it as a pet peeve for me. So I'm not sure whose pet peeve it really is, but it, yes.
Do I not handle that right?
Well, often I will be already texting and he'll start talking.
Oh, okie dokie now.
It goes both ways, huh? Yes.
Now the truth comes out. What about for you? I guess turnaround is fair play.
Yes. So what? I had to ask permission for this one. One of my biggest ones is we have a TV down in the basement, and I'll go down there, and there will be wrappers from various Little Debbie snacks and candy bars stuffed in the couch.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is hilarious.
And I don't know why that I do that. Mm. I do that, though.
Yeah,
I do admit.
Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed of what I'm eating. I try to hide it.
I'm telling you, Aaron, that is a legitimate.
So today we're talking about.
Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
That is valid. Mm-hmm. Valid.
So today we're talking about pet peeves and what you can do about it. Do we simply laugh them off? Do we get used to them? You know, do we try to change the other person? And we'd love for you to weigh in. So let's also make this a fun show. Give us a call. Tell us what are some of your pet peeves. You know, we would love to hear that as well. So give us a call.
855, the number 2, the word relate. 855-273-5283. Chime into the conversation. Do you stuff Little Debbie wrappers into the cushion? I would love to know. Love to know.
You know, let's quickly then define kind of what a pet peeve really means. Okay, and we'll keep giving more examples of these, but here's what I think is really going on. All right, I would say a pet peeve is sort of it's a minor complaint. So this isn't like this huge big conflict issue. It's a minor complaint or irritation that's more annoying to you than it is to anyone else. So it's something that really annoys you, and it might be, you know, these are different for every person. You know, it could be, you know, it could be irrational. You know, I know that some people get so annoyed when a sick person, you know, coughs in their direction. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get sick, but I mean it could. But so they might be irrational, and they might not even annoy anybody else. Like I know people who get annoyed that they don't get a thank you card, you know, after, you know, a gift being given or something. And that would never, if I never got a thank you card from anyone for something I gave them, that would on no level annoy me. But I know there's some people that annoys them.
Well, and some people even get annoyed if you send a thank you note. And I'm like, well, I was trained. My mother trained me to send thank you notes. But some people are like, you don't need to do that. And then that's a pet peeve for me. If I take time to send you a thank you note, appreciate it.
There we go.
855.
We all have them.
That's right.
So again, just.
We're dealing with a delay here. Sorry, folks, but I'm going to give that number. We'd love to hear from you. 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283.
So again, it's a minor complaint. It's an irritation, something that's going to annoy you more than others may find it, and we want to hear what some of your pet peeves are. So, you know, another one of mine is people who cut in line. I don't know what it is about that one, but that will drive me crazy. Or how about this one? Drivers who tailgate. You know, I don't. It's like in America. You know, we've got this thing about space, and if a car's too close, then it sends some kind of message. But boy, that one can irritate me as well. So we want to get sort of underneath that. So that's what we're going to do pretty quickly here, is begin to uncover kind of what's really going on.
You know, a lot of my pet peeves actually come from things that my mom taught me were not okay. Isn't that interesting? That, like, smacking at the dinner table. and it's funny because I then initiate that conversation continuously with our kids.
Yeah, I know that you've said that that's a big one. So again, let's begin to uncover what's really going on and how we can manage and deal with pet peeves.
Talking about pet peeves today, they can be funny, they can be truly annoying. What gets under your skin? Let us know. 855, the number 2, the word relate. 855-273-5283. Chime into the conversation. Aaron and Greg are in Australia. We're having a tiny bit of a delay, but a great conversation. Want you to be part of it. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationship to Dr. Greg Smalley, and I'm Susie Larson, joined by Aaron today, Greg's beautiful wife, talking about pet peeves and really what's underneath it all, what's at the heart of the matter. And there's a way to navigate through what to let go of, what to deal with. We'll be back in a moment. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson, and Aaron Smalley joins us as well. We're talking about those pesky pet peeves. You know, the ones that get in the way of our relationships? Maybe you've got a pet peeve, something that just irritates you and really actually impacts your relationships. Or maybe you just have one that's just funny. We'd love to hear that as well. Give us a call. 855, the number 2, the word relate, 855-273-5283. We've got a caller. Lori's calling in from Burnsville, Minnesota. Lori, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. You know, I have it's my husband, bless his little heart. He went to get a CPAP machine so he could breathe better at night, sleep better at night, but he doesn't use it. And he shakes the rafters every night. I can sleep 2 levels down and still hear him.
He shakes the rafters every night. Bless his little heart. I think the fact that you said bless his little heart is just makes it all good. Bless your heart, Lori. All right. I'm going to have Greg talk about this because I'm sure he's got great advice for you and for your husband.
You know, I love it. My father actually uses a CPAP machine. And so there have been plenty of times that I've heard my mom just in the middle of the night, like we're on vacation, just yelling, put your machine on, your air machine thing. And so that certainly can be a massive irritation. You know, I think as we, Susie, really as we begin to think this whole issue through, you know, I think that first and foremost in dealing with a pet peeve, so again, this can be someone at work, this can be a child, this can be a sibling. You know, I think we have to first and foremost decide how important is this issue. I mean, there's a lot that's going to irritate us. Is this a high ticket issue? Is this a low ticket issue? 2 Timothy 2:23. This is a great verse. It says, "Don't have anything to do with foolish or stupid arguments, because you know that they produce quarrels." And so I just think as we begin to think about pet peeves, so we have to decide how big a deal is this. You know, I think sometimes that we can even take on an attitude of, you know what, although that particular issue, like stuffing wrappers in a couch, let's just use that for example, you know, that might be something that someone could overlook, or there might be other times to where my attitude becomes, hey, you know what, I'm going to outserve you. And so even though that's an irritating thing, that I'm just going to take on that attitude more of a servant.
I appreciated Lori's sweet and kind of fun spirit about that. But honestly, I do struggle with sleep issues. So if I had that scenario, I would have to sleep in a different bedroom because I wouldn't be able to sleep. And so to me, and she's not making, she's really being sweet about it. But for me, that would be a high ticket item. So let's just make that scenario, you know, count here, Greg, where maybe it's something like that, where it's like, if you snore all night, I don't sleep all night, and I can't even get through the day. What do you say?
Well, yeah, I think that's what you've got to start there, and you've got to decide, is this something I can just kind of just let it go and kind of take on that servant attitude, or if it is a high-ticket issue, then I think that you then go to the next step.
Yeah, because for everybody, it's going to be different if it's a high ticket, low ticket. For me, Susie, that would be a high ticket as well. But I know other women, other friends, whose husbands snore like freight trains, and they don't. It doesn't bother them. Hmm. They can live with that, and that's, you know, and that's why it's just different for each of us. And being like what you're saying, Greg, about being willing to be honest about what it is for you. And just putting it out there.
Yeah, so I think you don't want to, I think from there, so if you decide that this is a, you know, big enough issue, one, you've got to kind of guard your mind and your heart within a relationship, and don't personalize this. You know, Ecclesiastes 7:21 says, don't pay attention to every word that someone says. In other words, you can't personalize what that person's doing, that it's meant to, that they're doing it on purpose. They're doing it to try to annoy you. They're doing it to try to frustrate you. And because I tell you what, Satan is going to be all over these little pet peeves. Because I'm telling you, he wants to ruin relationships. He wants to destroy the unity. He wants to get people fighting, couples fighting. And so he's going to be all over that. So I think, again, that part of what we're doing is that we're trying to guard our minds from taking this to an extreme, personalizing this, saying that this person is trying to, you know, to hurt us on purpose. So again, it's just it's knowing kind of some ways to really battle through these. But I agree, and we're going to get to what do you really do? So if it's the sleep issue, if it is that big of a deal, kind of how then do we manage that?
Because in the midst of that, of course, Satan is going to continuously remind you about when you see that pet peeve, hear that pet peeve, anything, you smell a whiff of the pet peeve, you're going to notice, that's all you're going to notice. So it's so important to notice the positives amidst all of that to make sure that you're not just noticing the irritations and the irritable behavior, because that person is going to be doing a lot of positives as well. So make sure you be intentional about noticing those.
Well, that's a great point, because I think that's part of the what's going to happen with around these pet peeves is they easily, when we're in a new relationship, the pet peeves can be kind of cute and funny and adorable. Oh, listen to his little snore. He sounds like a little kitten purring, you know, at nighttime. Or, you know, but over time, those little irritations become real negative beliefs. And we begin to see that person through that negative lens. And thus it amplifies these pet peeves, and they become such a big deal. And that's again why I like some of those verses. Don't pay attention to every word that someone says. You know, don't let these quarrels, you know, these foolish little arguments become bigger deals. And so but if it is something though that you feel like that you need to address, I just think we've got to have an attitude within our relationships that, you know what, I want to protect this relationship. I want to guard what we have, and therefore I think you've got to then keep short accounts. And basically what that means is that that I've got to be willing to come to you and sit down and talk and say, hey, this is going on, like with the texting thing. You know, I mean, if it's bothering me when I'm trying to talk, if you're starting to text, I need to come to you in the right way, but I need to come. You know, there's a King Solomon said in Song of Solomon 2:15, this is a great verse. And I think every couple, anytime that we're in a relationship with someone, catch for us the foxes, those little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. In other words, that we've got to look for those little tiny irritations that are going to become more and more of a problem. We've got to catch those little foxes by going to the person and talking about it.
Because so often we'll just simply wish that they would pick up on it or wish that they would change. But if you're not going to them directly, keeping a short account, how would they ever know? You know, we're going to hope that they pick up on maybe our response or our reaction to it, but they may not. And so being very direct with them, if it is a high ticket account and or a high ticket item for you and you've really done work around what's going on for you, then, you know, go to them in love and share with them that, you know what, this is really a challenge for me.
Yeah, so let's, Susie, make that the spot we go next. Yeah. So let's say that we've decided this is a high-ticket item that we want to confront, or we need to confront that person. How do we begin to then do that? And I tell you, it's going to start with us.
Yeah, I love what Aaron just said about doing the hard work first on ourselves so that we're not just criticizing and becoming negative and pessimistic. pessimistic. Really important. You know, it starts out as a funny conversation, but this is the stuff, as Greg said at the beginning of the show, that can really break down a relationship. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. We're joined by Aaron Smalley. We're talking about those irritations, those pet peeves, that if we don't deal with them in the right way, they will start to break down the relationship. So how do you do that in a right way? We're talking about that next. Don't go away.
Welcome back to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family. I'm Greg Smalley along with Susie Larson. Today we are joined by my wife Erin Smalley. We are actually live from Australia, Brisbane, Australia. We are here doing kind of a speaking tour with our Focus on the Family Australia office. And specifically today we're talking about pet peeves. So we all have these little things that are, you know, minor complaints, they're irritations, they're things that bother us. As a matter of fact, kind of the key part of a pet peeve is that it's kind of unique to you. They can be very different for everybody. Something that bothers one person may not even irritate you. And yet, we need to understand how do we deal with this? So already we've talked about, you've got to decide, you know, is this a... How big of an issue is this? Is this a, you know, high-ticket issue, a low-ticket issue? So within your relationships, if something's going on, then, hey, you know what, it's not that big of a deal. That's okay. You can live with it. You can kind of take on that attitude of a servant. However, like Lori called in, talked about, you know, her husband, you know, not using a CPAP, a breathing machine at night, that's really causing her sleeplessness. And Susie, I know that you kind of talked about that as well, that if it is something that's a big enough deal, how do we kind of move in? And what we're saying is that we need to deal with these issues. You know, King Solomon warned that we need to catch for us these little foxes that ruin the vineyard. These little pet peeves, they can truly ruin a relationship. I think it begins, Aaron, kind of how you were saying, that when these things irritate us long enough, they turn kind of into negative beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Then we start noticing these negative behaviors, these things that are irritating us more than even the positives, because our whole lens shifts towards the person, and they do, but they become negative beliefs. And so we have to be very intentional about noticing the positive behaviors. I was just thinking about, you know, some of these things are just so, I know for me, sometimes they can be so irrational. I was sitting in the Chick-fil-A line with the kids one day, and this person literally in front of me kept letting other people in front of him.
Oh.
So, and we were late, and we were hurrying. And before I knew it, I was ranting and raving. And then all of a sudden I stopped and I looked at the kids, and they were all like stone-faced, you know, like shocked at my behavior. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so annoyed that man keeps letting those cars in front of him. And, you know, they just didn't even get it. And, you know, we also have to be aware of that, you know, this is pushing me. This is an irritation. This is pushing my buttons.
Yeah. So here's I think where we go then, if we're going to keep short accounts, it before, so let me say this like three or four times, before you go and talk to the other person, before you go and attempt to have a conversation, you have to understand really what's going on for you. Because here's what I think the reality is, all right? I think that on one level, you know, pet peeves, these minor complaints, they're going to trigger just some, you know, some top-level feelings. You know, they're irritating, they're frustrating, annoying. You know, noisy eaters, that's another pet peeve of mine, you know, those noisy eaters. Well, maybe, you know, maybe what's really going on is I just think it's gross. So on one level, it's just gross. You know, someone who talks in a movie theater doing a movie. Ah, I hate that. That is such a pet peeve of
mine.
You do hate
that.
You know, but that, so
because I'm usually the one talking.
I love you though. But you know, so maybe that hits me as it's rude. You know, and so it could be upsetting or discouraging. So what I'm trying to say is that on one level, you know, we have sort of these minor emotions. It's the what you have to understand, though, is there something else really going on underneath? Hmm. So, for example, you know, someone, when I get tailgated by another driver, okay, is maybe annoying as that is, what's really going on underneath is I'm feeling disrespected. So, see, that's one of my buttons. That's getting triggered.
Or that day in the Chick-fil-A line when the guy in front of me kept letting all the cars in front of him, it was unfair. It just felt totally unfair that I had been sitting in that line, and it felt disrespecting because, you know, there I was sitting and waiting, and I'm late, and he kept letting them in.
Yeah. So the point is that you've got to look a little bit deeper. You know, I had shared one about you, Aaron, saying when I'm in a conversation or I see you texting, you know, if you look down to check your phone, you know, I think what it does is I feel rejected. And that's not, what's funny is that's not typically a button of mine, feeling rejected. But I think that's one of the ones that I'm starting to realize. So, Susie, the point is that we've got to dig a little bit deeper, trying to understand the deeper emotion, what's really going on.
And I'd love for you both to address the issue. You know, I noticed for me with Kev, there are things that he can do that will bother me. But if we are totally connected and he's turning towards me, as you often say, those things actually stop bugging me. They're still there, but they just don't get under my skin. And so I think it goes back to what you were saying, Aaron, about dealing with our hearts. So I'd love for you both to speak about that. We'd love to hear from you as well. How do you deal with your pet peeves? What bugs you, and how do you deal with it? 855-273-5283. 855-273-5283. This is your last chance to chime into the conversation. Randy, I see your call. We'll take that in just a moment. We'll be right back. Back. Thanks so much for tuning in today. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson, and our special guest is Aaron Smalley. Aaron and Greg are in Australia. You might notice a slight delay in our conversation, but we're having a great conversation about those pesky pet peeves that really bug us, that get in the way of our relationships. Randy is calling in from St. Paul, Minnesota. He's been on hold. We'd love to hear from you. This is your last chance to call in, 855-273-5283. Randy, you've got a funny pet peeve. I read it on the screen, but I want you to share it. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the squeaky wheel on grocery carts. And it used to really bug me when I was single. And when other people had them, I hated it when other people had them. When I had it, that was the worst. I hated them bad boys, squeaky, noisy carts, grocery carts. But now I've been married, and we had young kids. And now the squeaky cart would give people warnings to get out of the way. And the kids are a little older now, and I got the squeaky cart, and I like it. The people are like, they move out of the way, and if I'm in a hurry, it's like it's come in handy now and then. It's like the little white light at an intersection when a cop car comes.
Yeah.
It gives you a little warning, and instead of people blocking the aisles, it's like they hear this cart coming, and out of the way they go, and away I go.
Very good, Randy. Thank you for that call. He now likes the squeaky cart. See how things can turn on a dime eventually? We've got Deanna calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Deanna, welcome. You're on the air. You're there, Deanna. Oh, well, let's see if we can get her one more time. Deanna, are you there?
Yes.
There you are. Welcome. So what's your pet peeve?
Well, I think this was more in the question for dealing with the heart. I'm thinking that once, you know, we see our spouses having the pet peeves or doing something and us getting mad, but what we really should do is stop and look at ourselves and look at the things that we do that might bother them and kind of, you know, just step back a bit.
Mm. Good word. Wendy, Smalley, you guys want to speak to that?
I think that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you so much, Deanna. We have Bethany calling.
You know,
go ahead and talk to that first.
You know, I think exactly what Deanna's saying is that you know, there's the verse in Matthew 7:5 that we talk a lot about on the show, and that's, you know, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. I mean, that is such a perfect verse, because what Deanna's saying is that you've got to deal with you first. You've got to be aware, and all we're saying is just look for that deeper emotion. Because, Susie, I think part of what we're saying is it doesn't mean that there's some deeper emotion. There's a possibility. I promise you, a lot of these pet peeves aren't like these deeper things, but there might be. It could make me feel disrespected or, you know, controlled.
And I like what Deanna's saying, that, you know, once you realize that you also have things that irritate other people, that it brings humility into the picture, and it really softens the heart to realize, you know, I'm plenty capable of doing things that are irritating, yeah. like, you know, stuffing wrappers in the couch. You know, that I have things like texting when Greg is talking, yeah. mm. you know, and so just realizing that we too can have these issues.
You're so right. That brings humility because we do have blind spots. So we're going to squeeze in one more call before the end of this segment. Bethany's calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico, holding very patiently, I might add. Bethany, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling to say my pet peeve is when you're having a conversation with someone, for them to all of a sudden start texting their phone or answering phone calls or making phone calls without considering that the person is patiently waiting for whatever the interview or the conversation to come to a stop before that talking or texting. Wait for that person to get through doing whatever you're discussing before texting somebody else or
Bethany,
getting on the phone and you're standing there waiting.
I wish you could see Greg right now because he's pumping his fists in the air like he just won a game or something. So go ahead, Greg. Speak to this issue.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah, because, you know, for me, I mean, that's exactly how I feel. And what I like about, again, Bethany is reminding us that it doesn't matter what the pet peeve is. I have to do the work, though, first and foremost. Before I go to Aaron, I need to understand just and try to name the emotion. You know, for me, maybe it's that I'm feeling disrespected. Maybe I'm feeling rejected or unwanted. And I just need clarity on that because, see, that's then what I need to then bring to her. And so, Aaron, so let's talk then about now that I get better understanding of what really the issue is for me, you know, how do we then come to that other person? So so if I'm going to keep short accounts, bring this up, how do we really do that?
You know, really, the truth is to come and to be assertive but not aggressive, to be kind and loving and not harsh. You know, come with really an open heart and just be clear what the issue is for you without being accusatory or, you know, or nagging. But just to simply say, you know, this is what I've been noticing and this is how it impacts me. And then listen and try to understand what's going on for the other person.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I think if we're going to have that conversation, so let's make this real, okay? So I'm going to come to you and say, you know what, hey, when I'm trying to talk or when we're in the car and it seems like you're prioritizing the texting over me, or if I'm about to say something or I'm talking, you're looking at your phone, you know, just it makes me feel, you know, disrespected. It makes me feel unwanted, you know, that I'm not valuable enough. And so I need to own that. And I'm not saying that that's what you're doing. That's what I'm just saying. It's making me feel. But what I think is so helpful in those moments is to say to you, but you know what? You know, we're on the same team here. And you may not have been aware of that, but that's just how that makes me feel. How could we figure that out in a way that works for you and for me?
Right.
It's that team meant.
Yep. And then I have the
mentality.
Opportunity to validate that's how you're feeling. And I get that, you know, it feels disrespecting. You know, and then, you know, maybe share my perspective as well that, you know, often it's the kids and we're heading out on a date and, you know, I'm trying to close loose ends up so I can fully give you my attention.
Mm, good conversation. When we come back for the wrap, both Greg and Aaron will talk about what do you let go of? How do you let go of it? And really, how do you get to the bottom of the heart issue when something is really under your skin? So glad you tuned in today. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. Aaron Smalley is our special guest. When we come back, you'll hear more for the wrap. Love to connect with you, by the way, on Facebook. We've crossed over the 800 line on Facebook, Everyday Relationships Radio, if you're active on Facebook, and also on Twitter, at Focus Every Day. It's been so great connecting with you. We'll have more for you in just a moment. Thanks so much for staying with us. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. A special thanks to Aaron Smalley joining us on the program today, talking about irritations and pet peeves and really what to do about them. And, you know, Greg, we get emails in at Focus a lot, and here's a couple that are so different, and I think you can speak to both of them because there's times to let go and there's times to address based on how it's impacting our relationship. So if one of them says, how do I deal with a spouse who's a computer, TV, and iPhone addict? I can barely talk with him without him checking some kind of electronic device. I think that's so common in relationships. But here's another one. And I was wondering if this, maybe Aaron secretly sent this in, but it says, my husband's fashion sense is terrible. He dresses really bad and wears combinations of clothes that embarrass me and our daughters. I'm teasing you about that, Greg. But truly, there are times to let go and times to address. What do you say?
Absolutely. You know, that I have no doubt that that came from Aaron. But I think what it does, both those emails illustrate something very different. You know, we talk about that you first and foremost have to decide if this is a high ticket or low ticket. You know, and I would say the fashion deal would be one of those more of a low ticket. That's not really pushing some big buttons inside of you. But it's the other ones, the media one, that I would say that's the one that we've really got to pay attention to. Again, King Solomon said you've got to catch those little foxes before they ruin the vineyard. In other words, you can't if this is a big enough deal and this is, you know, and this is adding up and adding up frustration after frustration, you've got to keep short accounts and bring that up. But in order to bring up an issue like that with another person, you have to get so clear on what really is the issue for you. So, you know, is it that if they're checking the media, is it making you feel disrespected? Is it making you feel unwanted, rejected, unloved? I mean, there's a deeper button that's getting triggered. You've got to put a name to that so that you can then bring that. And when you bring that to the other person, you want to start by saying, this is how I feel. You know, I'm feeling disrespected. I'm feeling worthless, that I'm not a priority, whatever the issue is. But help me understand what's going on, because maybe I'm misreading that. This is how I feel. Help me to understand. See, I think that keeps that person then from being so defensive. I think you can always add in, and hey, and by the way, as we talk this through, remember, we're on the same team. You're not my enemy. We're on the same team. Let's figure out something as we work towards a solution that feels good to both of us. I think what that does is that keeps things calm. It keeps it from escalating. And then I think you just talk back and forth. You use your good communication, you know, methods, and you listen, you share what's going on, and then ultimately you work towards a solution that will feel good to both people.
Well, Greg and Aaron, I want to just thank you so much for bending over backwards to make this work, because I know you've got a full schedule there and just making time and giving such great advice. And God bless you guys, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Thank you, too, for tuning in today to Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. And I'm Susie Larson. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Focus on the Family counselor Danny Huerta. We're going to talk about what happens when you're child lies. What do you do about that? How do you cultivate a lifestyle at home where telling the truth is actually an easy thing to do? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Again, we would sure love to connect with you on Facebook. If you're active on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, Everyday Relationships Radio. Really pray that we encouraged you today, and we'll meet you back here tomorrow.